From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. UN and humanitarian agencies say hundreds of migrants are feared drowned in at least three shipwrecks in the Mediterranean as people from Africa try to reach Europe aboard vessels operated by smugglers from Libya. The Italian Navy brought dozens of bodies and many survivors to Italian ports, but they were unable to rescue perhaps as many as 700 or more in the worst migrant tragedy on the high seas since April of last year. William Spindler is with the UN High Commissioner for Refugees.
So far, 200,000 people have crossed the Mediterranean this year. And in the case of Italy, some 40,000 have arrived since the beginning of the year. And before these latest tragedies, about 1,700 had already been reported dead or missing. The reason why so many people are taking to sea at the moment and risking their lives is because they have no option. We have to give them the possibility to travel legally and safely.
In the worst incident, a fishing boat without a motor and carrying an estimated 400 migrants and being towed by a large rubber boat sank. Also in the news, UN Humanitarian Coordinator for South Sudan has called for renewed efforts to distribute aid funds. Eugene Owusu says the UN has only received a fraction of the cash needed.
The humanitarian appeal that we launched late last year is today funded at only 29%. We need more contributions urgently in order to reach people in dire need across the country as they seek to regain their lives and indeed their livelihoods.
UN has appealed for more than $1 billion in humanitarian assistance for South Sudan. This is VOA News. The chief negotiator, the peace negotiator for Syria's mainstream opposition, says he's quitting his post over the failure of the UN-backed peace efforts to find a political solution to the country's long-running civil war. Mohamed Alouche linked his decision to ongoing violence by Russian-backed government forces. Analyst David Lesh of Trinity College in Texas calls it an inevitable result of the breakdown and the U.S.-Russian cessation of hostilities of late February.
They kept trying to put band-aids to it to keep some semblance of a process together, but it is inevitably falling apart, partly due to the fact that the regime has made gains over the last number of months with Russian and Iranian support. So really, they're in no mood to negotiate. They feel they don't have to negotiate or make the necessary concessions, at least from the point of view of the opposition.
2 weeks of peace talks in Geneva, where UN envoys met separately with envoys from the Assad government and opposition groups, ended in April without a deal as fighting flared anew near the Syrian border. Ukraine's state emergency service says 17 people have died in a fire in a building temporarily housing elderly people. Officials say the blaze broke out on Sunday in the two-story building in the village of Latochki, about 40 kilometers north of the capital, Kyiv. Former Chadian dictator Hissène Habré learns his fate later today as a verdict is handed down in Dakar, Senegal, at a war crimes tribunal. Habré stands accused of committing torture and crimes against humanity against thousands of victims from the rule from 1982 to 1990. The trial is unprecedented in that a former African head of state accused of serious abuse of power has been tried by another country on the continent. And in auto racing news, American and rookie Alexander Rossi won the 100th running of the Indianapolis 500 on Sunday in an Andretti Autosports Honda.
It hasn't sank in yet, and I'm glad it hasn't. You know, I'm still processing this whole thing, but, you know, to do it on the 100th running, to do it as an American, and to show that, you know, a young American talent is on the rise and is competing in IndyCar is a great honor of mine and something I'll carry forward for the rest of the season.
24-year-old Rossi, who had competed in just one other oval race, beat out teammate that is Colombian Carlos Munoz for 4 seconds. Joseph Newgardner and Tony Kanaan came in third and fourth. You can get more news by going to our website, and you can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.